A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
On 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSL Sports. Scott, what's up, man? We got our Weekend Warriors here. You know what that?
Yeah, got to get to them.
We got to get right to them here. Weekend Warriors brought to you as usual by Tim Daly Nissan of Murray, home of the auto warranty that does not quit. It's endless. It's perpetual. It's a forever warranty at Tim Daly Nissan of Murray. Here's what it looks like. Somebody who wins a golf major is amazing, but coming back from, I think, 8 strokes down.
At one point, he was 8 shots back.
8 shots back. Justin Thomas claimed he didn't look at the leaderboard until maybe hole 14 yesterday.
Right.
That kind of focus, and I believe him. I don't think he's telling that. I think that the way that these guys get in a zone and the way that these guys, if you're an elite athlete like this, if you're an elite golfer like this, can I say athlete?
They're getting more athletic. I mean,
Scott in his face right there.
John Daly. What do you call that?
We went through the list. I don't know, Jeremy. We're here. We went through the list of the stuff that he consumed during the. That was Thursday.
Yeah,
just 21 cigarettes, 12 Diet Cokes. It was just a picture of
more than a cigarette a hole.
More than a cigarette a hole. Like Imagine lighting up two on. Well, that's par five. You know. All right, but Justin Thomas wins the PGA Championship. His second. Going under his belt in his career.
It's all he needed. 5 years later, after his win at Quail Hollow, it's Justin time again at the PGA Championship.
Just in time. Just in time, just in time.
I thought he said his name wrong.
No, it's like it's just in time.
Time. It's just in time.
A little play on the.
I got it.
Just in time. Just in time for
it's
me to
just
go
in
home
time.
Right now. So
is John Daly calling this thing? He's like, well, I didn't make the cut, and here we are. Just
wait,
in time.
Why are they playing extra holes? It's like,
hold on a minute. You can't play 19 holes. It's a conference tournament.
So. I'm sure that Justin Thomas just goes, look, this is what I'm going to do. I have a number in my head.
Yeah.
I probably mapped out the course. He goes, these are the holes I can get birdie on, and I'm just going to try to shoot to a score. Because if you do, you chase the leaderboard, you start pressing.
What did he end up with yesterday, 65? Is that what he ended up with? I don't know what his final round was. But
yeah, 64, 65, something like that.
The record is 63, and I think he was, anyway. But, insane though.
Yeah, but then you take Mito Pereira and he goes, you can just see he starts thinking about the result.
He's trying to not lose on the final day because he's ahead and he's 3 strokes up going into the final round. He just goes, I just can't lose.
Right. And but he also thinks on that last hole, he goes, you know, I think the pressure of the moment, instead of just golfers are really good when they can just kind of keep it in the moment, focus on a target and just hit a target and not think about the consequences of those swings, because that swing, as we know, was a $1.3 million swing.
Don't.
Actually, $1.5 million swing right there.
He goes, ouch. I wasn't even thinking of the water when I hit it. I'm going, that's the only thing I would have been thinking about on that hole. You got that freaking creek that runs to the right
maybe
of that
hole.
Maybe
you should have thought of the
Everybody
water.
Everybody hit really close to it.
I know. It's amazing how many of those shots just funneled
they
right
end
down
up
by,
right there.
Funneled right down by that water.
But some of them, like, oh, they're like, that's perfect. I want it right there. But I'm going, no, man. Put it in the middle of the dadgum fairway, you know, even 75 yards short of what you'd normally drive it. I mean, just to be, I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is Justin Thomas, PGA Championship winner. There you go. Those are our weekend warriors. That's all we have time for. So we're going to get through it. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. We've got around the corner. The SEC's having their spring meetings. They're discussing some wild stuff, all right? And it could change what the future of football looks like. I mean, I don't think they'll totally pull the ripcord on some of these crazy ideas, but we'll share with some of them what the SEC is talking about at their spring meetings. And whatever the SEC does, everybody in college football is watching, including us. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. More to go. 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.